Good morning, wonderful saints. It's always such a joy for us to know that you're there, and we believe that every time that we come together to hear Jesus, to worship him, God has something amazing to impart into our hearts. You know, there's so many words, so many negative things going on, and quite honestly, every time you turn the news on or get the news up on your phone, it's just more and more negativity, more and more issues and problems and disasters and trouble in hospitals, trouble in people's lives at home, schooling, kids, just lonely, those who are feeling isolated. We are in days of great need, which is why it's so important we draw aside, set apart time to be with Jesus, both individually and together. And I'm going to bring a word today, and it's going to seem like an odd word. And that word is nothing. Nothing is something that kind of appears often in, particularly in the New Testament, where the disciples, for example, are going out fishing all night. And you know, they work so hard. Everything's tough. Everything's difficult. And they come back empty-handed. There's nothing to show for what they're doing. And I don't know if you are in a situation where you can see nothing, where you can see all your hard work and there doesn't seem to be anything to show for what you're doing. You can be doing what you know to do, getting on with life, but it seems that there isn't that provision and nothing seems everywhere. And it's a small word, this, but it's actually a really important word in the Christian life, because nothing is something that Jesus spoke about, and it's actually a word that he used to describe how he lived his life. And in John chapter 5, we can see a situation that before Jesus comes in to change nothing, to change a situation of nothing happening, we can see that there was a guy who had been in a particular condition. It's actually a physical condition. But I think what God wants to speak about is about every condition we face when we're coming up with nothing. So whether it's work or whether it's a promise to be fulfilled, that God has promised something to you and you haven't seen anything happen yet. Whether it's a relational problem or whether it's you, you haven't seen that area of your Christian life, that character thing that you need changing. And there's this guy, and he'd been in this condition for 38 years. Jesus knew about it. He knew how long he'd been in it. And I love that. You're not far from God's mind. He's always thinking about you. And he always knows the condition we're in. But Jesus hasn't come to leave us in the condition we're in. He has come to change everything. And to bring life in all its fullness. To change our nothings into something wonderful. And so we see that this guy, he was sick. And there was this odd, we would call odd, pool of Bethesda, where apparently this angel used to occasionally come down, stir up the waters, and whenever the waters were stirred, people came with the lame, the blind, the sick. They came and went around, sort of sat around the pool, and when this event happened, the one who was first in the water was the one who got healed. That was their faith. Their faith was in the moving of the water. Their faith was in a sign. As soon as they saw a sign or, you know, saw the water move, you started moving towards the water and got in as soon as you could. Now, this guy who Jesus started a conversation with, he went to him, asking him if he wanted to be made well. And the sick man, it says in verse 7 of chapter 5 of the book of John, said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming down, another man steps in front of me," or another person steps in front of me. Now, I can't imagine of anything more discouraging than day after day after day, you are there hoping that at one point in your day, something is going to change. And I believe that Jesus wants us to see today that it's not the things around us that are going to change. It's the fact that he comes, visits us, and speaks to us that brings the change. It's Jesus himself that makes the changes. It's a new day. If you'd spoken to that man and told him at the beginning of that day, today's going to be different, he would have said, well, I don't know how I'm going to even be able to get into the water. Nothing I do. I can't seem to be able to do anything. And I haven't got anybody to help me. And I want to tell you that when you get to nothing, it's actually God's opportunity to do something great in your life. When you get to the end of what you can do, I believe that's the point where God says, now I'm going to do something amazing. And you could say that after all these years of hoping that the situation might change, Jesus comes and he speaks to the man. And we'll talk about that a bit later. But I just want you to know that your nothing is changeable. Your situation where nothing is happening, Jesus has the power and the will and the desire to come and make everything different in that nothing. Jesus himself lived a life where he said that of himself he could do nothing. Do you remember in John 5 verse 19? Jesus said, of myself I can do nothing. In fact, he says that when Paul actually speaks about this, when he left heaven, when the Son of God came, he made himself nothing. So he says, I became nothing. So if you feel like nothing and people say you're nothing, you're in good company, because Jesus left his reputation, who he was, his glory, and he became a humble servant. And he came to say, of myself I do nothing. Of myself, it's not me who does the work. Now, if you were asking Lazarus, did Jesus do a great work in your life? Lazarus would have said, of course he does a work. He does a great work. I was raised from the dead. If you ask the multitudes, did he do anything in his life to change your lack? They would have said he provided for the multitudes. He made something out of nothing. Everything that Jesus did, Jesus didn't say it was him that did it. He said it was another person doing the work in and through him. He said, even the words that I speak, I don't speak of myself, but it's the Father in me who speaks and does the work. So if you're feeling like nothing and you're living with your emptiness, Jesus says there is another person who can change your nothing into everything good. So Jesus lived his life, of myself he said, I can do nothing. Then he said about his followers in John 15, where Jesus is speaking about that he is the vine and we are the branches. In John 15 verse 5, Jesus said, of yourself you can do nothing. In other words, without me you can do nothing. So Jesus is saying, without living dependent on him, without him doing the work in us and through us, without him speaking his word to us and then us speaking his word in prayer or to every mountain of opposition, our nothing will stay nothing. See, we've been created in the image of God. We've been created by God to be like him, to be like him in character, in the ways we work, and to do the same works as Jesus. And so it's actually good news when you and I get to the point where we realize of ourselves, in my own ability, I can do nothing. But quite honestly, it takes a while to get there. Because you and I like to help God out. We like to plot and plan and prepare and say, well, look at what I can do. But actually, the time where God himself steps in is where actually you've got to the end of the road. And you are at a point of nothingness where you can see nothing happening. Even though you know God has promised great things, exceedingly great and precious promises, and everything he said is true, it's still the you looking at your life and you can see nothing happening. In the Garden of Eden, when God initially made mankind, he made everything good and he made Adam and Eve in his image. And you remember that they were tempted by Satan to act independently of God, to sin. And they sinned and did their own thing. They did what Satan suggested they should do. And what happened was that when they sinned, Ephesians 4:18, Paul puts it like this, they were alienated from the life of God, because sin separates us from God, the life of God. So what was lost in the garden wasn't just sin, it was the presence of God. We fell, we died in sin. We became dead in sin and transgressions. And so we were alienated and separated from the life of God. But the good news is God never planned to keep it that way. Even though we were living in sin, and all of us have sinned, God sent Jesus, his son, who became a man, and humbled himself to die on the cross, so that not only can our sins be forgiven through the cross and his resurrection, but that God himself would come back and come and live even better in us, so that our sins will be removed and the presence of God restored. You see, that is the victory of the Christian life, is Christ in us, the hope of glory, the hope of our nothing becoming glorious, our nothings becoming God's everything. And so the person that was missing in the garden, and the person missing in your and my life, has come. Jesus has come. If you're born again, he is living in you. You don't have to go to heaven to find him. You don't have to go to a conference to find him. Right where you are, Jesus is living in you. He is there. He is here with me. And so Jesus' presence is the key to restoring us to the abundant life, because he is the life. And so he says, apart from me you can do nothing. But he also says in Luke 1:37, let me speak this word, with God all things are possible. With God your nothings become God's ability to do something great. And Mary had just been told that God was going to do something in her life, actually, that she was going to conceive and the Holy Spirit would come upon her and she would bear a son. You see, wherever the word is spoken, the Spirit comes and moves and brings that word to pass. And so when God says with him all things are possible, God begins to move in our lives according to what he says, and he brings what he says to pass. We don't make it happen. We just accept who he is with God, that he is here with us, that with him now all things are possible, and we don't live independently of him. Now, I've got a little example here, and it's a light bulb. This light bulb was created to give light. And this light bulb is never going to work if it's plugged in to maybe my sofa or put on a table. It's ridiculous to think that of itself it can do anything. And that's the essence of the Christian life. Of ourselves we can do nothing. But as soon as I connect this bulb with the power source, the electricity, and plug in, this light bulb can be all it's been created to be. And everything is possible in your life in God. And I don't mean jumping off a cliff and hoping you can fly. I don't mean that kind of faith. I mean the faith that is according to his will and his great and precious promises. We are no longer separated from the life of God. Christ lives in us, but we need to keep that conscious connection with Jesus so that we can receive continuously the flow of his life, and that the person, Jesus Christ, through his spirit here, can speak to us into every nothingness and create something. God is a God who speaks into nothingness and creates something. If you're feeling empty, well, he fills the empty with good things. If you feel you're in lack, you need a job, you need business, you need help in your life with schooling the kids and dealing with going to work as well at the same time, and managing, getting through life, getting worn out, Jesus can change your nothing into something. He wants to bring everything good into your life and speak and bring about his divine grace and ability into your nothingness. And I know that it's a horrible feeling to get to the end of yourself and you feel nothing. It's a horrible feeling to work and work and work and do all the right things and still you haven't seen what you know God has promised you. But every end of you and me, every end of self, every end of human resources, every end of what you can do is a new beginning in God. And so you might feel you've come to the end of yourself in something. And I believe I'm speaking to somebody today. It's not time to give up. It's time to turn to Jesus with all of your heart. You might feel you've come to the end of what you can do in your business and in your work or with schooling the kids. It's time to turn to Jesus. He is there, but connect with him. How do you connect? Well, you do it by just believing that he's here. He's not up in heaven, he's with us, but we can draw near to him. It's a heart and mind, fix your thoughts on him and draw near to him. Because he's got a word to speak. The person, he speaks. It's not just reading, although we must read the word of God. Jesus is the living word. But he, a person, speaks his word when I read it. And I believe that he wants to speak into every emptiness, into every unfulfilled, I've done everything but can do nothing, and God help me. And the thing about, if we go back to the story with John, John's Gospel, chapter 5, the thing about the man who was sick is that he acknowledged that he couldn't do anything about it. And I love it, really. He was just saying, I keep trying, I keep doing all that I can do, but I can't get into it. I don't know that speaks to me so much. I try to get into everything that God has said for me to do, but I can't bring myself in. Lord, I even need you to bring me in. Abraham must have felt like it. Like, I know, I believe you've said it, but I can't bring myself in. You have to do the work. I believe it. You're the author, but you're also the finisher of my faith. You give it, but also you bring it to completion. And I believe there are many of you out there listening today that you have faith, that God has given you faith, but he's going to bring it to completion. With God, all things are possible. With him bringing that promise, that word that he spoke personally to you, he will bring it to pass. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. In him, our nothing becomes a supernatural miracle. Because in him is a relationship with Jesus. A relationship, not just a theory, speaking to and hearing from a person that we receive life from. Everything we need for life, everything is in Jesus. Everything is in him. And this man is looking for a sign. He's looking for the waters to start moving. He's looking at his body. He's thinking, I can't do this. As we look at ourselves, we realize how incapable we are. And, you know, the more and more difficult life around us gets, even for me as a leader, it seems to get harder, naturally speaking. But in a way, it's probably bringing us to the end of what we can do, so that we turn to him and trust him, that even the ability to believe comes from him. The ability to endure comes from him. The ability to love comes from him. Or the ability to be like Jesus, kind and gracious, comes from Jesus. And maybe, just maybe, this is our time to come to him in a fresh way, saying, of myself I can do nothing, but with you, Lord, everything is possible. With you, Lord, for you, Lord, and with you, everything is possible. So this man, I'm going to finish with this. Jesus wanted to, when he came into that room, but there were a lot of other people around. And you know what matters isn't all the other people around you. It's that you hear God. Other people can hear, other people can be moving into their miracles, but what matters, and Jesus is concerned about you, his eyes are on you, is that you actually receive a word from him. Whether it's today or another day, next week, it doesn't matter when it comes, it's that you actually personally hear God. And you hear his word, because faith comes from hearing the Spirit speak the word to you. As if Jesus was saying it to you. And so Jesus comes, he's there. The difference is, we are in a new day because Jesus is always with us. This day that the man got up and thought it was going to be the same as the last 38 was about to be different. Because today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Because Jesus is here. Everything is possible with God. And so he speaks to the man. Jesus speaks personally to the man and he says, rise, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Every word God speaks, every word he speaks to you, it's an impartation of grace to believe. It's a gift. And it's the life of God himself, because divine life comes through the vehicle of his word spoken by him to you, a person. And that life gives that man faith. The faith of Jesus becomes his faith. Jesus had faith the man would pick up his mat and walk, so he said it. And the man heard it, and he received faith that he would be able to do exactly what Jesus said he could do. You see, everything Jesus gives, within that word is the power for that to come to pass. The word will fulfill what Jesus wants to do. It prospers in the thing for which he sends it. And God takes some person in disappointment, in hope deferred, always being prolonged, always going on and on. His presence and him speaking changes everything. Now I want you to think about what your nothing is. I can do nothing about this, or nothing's happening here, or I've waited so long for a promise and it still hasn't happened. And I believe what God wants us to do is to recognize that Jesus is in this place. That Jesus is here. That was the difference to that day. And every day is different when we're conscious of Jesus being here. In him is all the supplies we need. My God shall supply. He shall supply all your needs, whatever they are, various needs in various people's lives. But he'll supply it, all of them. But God really spoke to me about this nothing. It's good when we get to the point where we can do nothing. Because God himself says, of yourself you can't, but with me all things are possible. Whatever thing is going on that needs supply, needs a miracle, all things are possible. And so the Lord says, turn to me, say to your nothings, God's with me, and with him all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life, you are no longer separated from God. If you've received Jesus, you're not alienated from his life. He lives in you. And he says to you, in your nothingness with me, everything is possible. And God wants you to say to every nothing situation this week, every day of this week, with God, nothing's impossible. When I can see nothing, I say to it, with God, nothing's impossible. When it's not happening in my life, I'm going to say what God says with him, and I'm with him. All things are possible, and he is going to speak his word into my heart. And when his word comes, I'll have everything that I need to fulfill it, to do it, to see it happen, because it's time for the fulfillment of the word that Jesus wants to speak into our lives. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. It's a new day. It's a new time when we realize Jesus is present and he's a speaking God. So Father, as we finish today, Lord, we just take our nothings and we thank you that you speak into our nothings so that they can become full of every blessing. That, Lord, you take what we can't do and you take everything that we come back with empty-handed and you send us out again to act on your word and we will see the fulfillment and the harvest and the blessing that you have promised. So in Jesus' name, Lord, let everybody who can see nothing or experiences nothing in this moment say, but with God, all things are possible. Have an amazing week, church, declaring, I'm with God. Everything is possible in this situation. God bless you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.